This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
How do you take someone's story and transform it into a tale for today? Earlier this year, the ABC aired a telly movie, Riot, based on real people and real events surrounding the original gay and lesbian Mardi Gras protest and reflecting on a very important chapter in Australia's LGBTIQ history. Riot showed how even the system against them and the ever-present adversity, including police brutality, legislative persecution, social shunning, job dismissal, and general violence, activists decide to come out fighting in their celebration of diversity. And it was all thanks to the 78ers that we can tell this story. T. Butler spoke to Greg Waters, the writer of Riot, and asked what it was like telling a piece of Australia's history in this way.
Riot is a telemovie for the ABC. It's about gay and lesbian politics in the 70s, from 72 to 78, and it culminates in a recreation of the first Mardi Gras.
What kind of research goes into writing that and making it authentic?
The original 78ers, people who were around at the time and were part of the movement in that time, were incredibly generous in sharing their stories. And we took advantage of a lot of work by gay and lesbian historians who've put together oral histories of the time.
That's quite something to tell the remaining 78ers. Hey, we're going to take your story and tell it on TV to the nation. How did they take that?
They were wonderful, incredibly brave and generous and still willing to do anything that might further the cause of social justice. They came on set. They met the actors who were playing their characters.
How was that?
They retold their stories. Wonderful. Wonderful. Some really, really magical experiences in that. It was great for the actors. And I hope the original people whose stories we're telling enjoyed it just as much.
How did you narrow those stories down? Because there's so many there that you could choose from.
Oh, my God, that was really hard. Carolyn Anderson, who came up with the story of this, was instrumental in that. She really focused in on Lan. And by choosing one person, really, and making his story the centre of it, it was a bit of a sort of template on which we were able to then build the future story.
Now, the story is centred around Lance Gowland. What was it like writing that character?
He was amazing. He was an activist and unionist and peace activist and communist and all-round Bolshevik ratbag, but he was gloriously brave and passionate and utterly committed to this and many other causes.
And he sadly passed away 10 years ago, but you spoke with his children?
Yes, that's right. His children, but also his friends, also people who were part of the movement at the time and who were Lance's close friends and who knew him. And we had a wealth of wonderful Lance stories, you know, many that we could not possibly use, mostly from his sons. They told them pretty eyebrow-raising stories, but he was a great character.
What do you think he'd make of being, you know, the lead character in a telemovie like this?
Lance was a leader. Lance was really prepared to put it out there. He was brave about being open at a time when nobody was open, at a time that it was illegal. And if he thought that this would help advance the cause of justice for gay men, lesbians and you know, oppressed peoples of any sort, he would be all in favour of it.
Riot is obviously based on real events and real people. What kind of pressure do you feel to get that right?
People have been very generous in allowing us to dramatise this story. Everybody's got different memories of the time, and so we really had to pick a path through the story and just accept that we were dramatising, not making a documentary.
What does the legacy of the 78ers mean to you?
That we could not have gay and lesbian rights as they are today without those incredibly brave people. They created, you know, a template for later activists. You couldn't have marriage equality right now if those people hadn't come out in the 1970s, hadn't marched, hadn't protested, hadn't put together an event like Mardi Gras. We owe them an immense debt.
You mentioned marriage equality, which of course became law late last year.
While we were shooting.
So how do you manage that then? Because if you're dealing with what is essentially an uncertain, like we don't know whether it's going to come back as a yes or a no result, how do you approach producing a show where there's so much uncertainty around kind of the central topic?
It was the same things. We were going through exactly the same things. You know, political leaders who claimed to be on our side but didn't have the courage to actually introduce, you know, legislation, you know, insisted on a show of community support before they'd make courageous decisions around decriminalisation. You know, incredible apathy and backlash. We were going through exactly the same things in 2017 as they'd gone through in the 70s. We just had, they'd picked a path through it for us.
And what message do you want people to take home from Riot?
Be brave, be courageous, be committed and have fun.
That was T. Butler speaking to Greg Waters, the writer of the ABC telly movie Riot.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.